I think there's one key, and that key is do something every single day that furthers your brand, that furthers your business development process.
Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN. You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Todd Hills, founder of Pongo. Truly has an American dream story, as his path to entrepreneurship was rife with obstacles, acquiring bank loans despite not having a college degree, for one example. Hill's first job in the pawn industry came in 1985 at a small shop in his hometown in Brighton, Colorado, and this is where he found his passion for the pawning industry. In 1990, Hills became inspired to open his own shop, and 7 years later, Pawn One was established. By 2004, Pawn One expanded to 18 locations throughout Colorado and Utah. Hills later sold 15 of the locations to a public trading company. This success further inspired him. Todd Hills decided he would take the pawn shop business to the next level, so in 2009, he launched Internet Pawn, a first-of-its-kind online pawn shop servicing the entire United States. Hills continues to grow the business and relaunch the company in 2011 with that catchy name as Pongo. Todd, welcome to Enterprise Radio. What a story.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's been a wild and crazy ride, but it's been a lot of fun, and I wouldn't trade the ride for anything.
I can only imagine. So first of all, explain the company that you have created.
Well, Pongo is an online pawn shop. It's the first of its kind on U.S. soil. Like you mentioned earlier, we launched this idea back in 2009 with a different brand, and really I just felt like the time was right. I felt like that there was a much different customer out there that needed to be serviced, that would never dream of walking into a brick and mortar store, and I felt like this customer would feel much more comfortable going through a transaction like this if they could complete it online and, you know, have all the amenities of completing a transaction online. You can take your time. You can do plenty of research, and it's completely private, and you can get it done right from your laptop computer.
Too cool. Now, what does Pongo do, and what is Pongo trying to accomplish, and who does Pongo service?
Well, once again, it's an online pawn shop. It's a little bit different in that, you know, our product category is been narrowed down. You know, we only deal with assets that can be easily shipped overnight by FedEx. So, you know, we typically deal with customers that have luxury assets that they've acquired in the past, and the value of these assets are, you know, anywhere from $500 up to $100,000. And typically these assets are, you know, jewelry, watches, diamonds, gold, you know, Louis Vuitton purses, you know, just all kinds of different smaller luxury assets that can be easily shipped overnight by FedEx.
And what does your startup story say about you? I mean, we heard part of it, which blows anybody away, but what do you think it says about you?
Well, you know, I've always been kind of a mad scientist, and I'm always coming to work every day trying to figure out how to do things better today than we did yesterday. And I'm always listening to the customers, always talking, and I'm very engaged with the customer base at all times. And you know, I listen to my customers, and I take action on their needs. And, you know, that's one thing I think a lot of entrepreneurs get caught up in is they've got a great idea, and you know, maybe even a lot of their buddies think they have a great idea, but ultimately it's, you know, you have to listen to your customer, and that's one thing that has made me successful throughout all my years of being an entrepreneur is listen to your customer and take action on those ideas. So I'm a doer, not a talker. You know, I take action on things. They don't always work, but you know, you got to try it.
Well, with that being said, I mean, that's you cannot hear that type of advice enough. So we're appreciative of you sharing it, and the history does speak for itself. Now, today we are joined by Mr. Todd Hills, founder of Pongo, first of its kind online pawn shop servicing the entire United States, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us about the future of Pongo as you see it. What do you see this becoming?
Well, you know, we really feel like that, you know, the industry's been around for 3,000 years. It's one of the oldest forms of lending. And it's really our goal to, you know, really take this industry and make it mainstream and, you know, take it out of the, you know, the seedy neighborhoods and you know, the mom and pop operation, brick and mortar stores, and really, you know, we're looking to create something a little closer to an eBay type model than, you know, a large brick and mortar operation. You know, the industry itself has had a reputation for many years, and we've done a great job trying to educate people on what a pawn transaction actually is. And you know, our goal is to make the industry, you know, a much more acceptable and much more mainstream. And, you know, you get that done by providing a clean customer user experience, being very transparent, and being passionate about your business and passionate about your customers' needs.
What advice would you give to people who want to start their own business like you have?
Start it. I mean, I continuously am hearing from entrepreneurs all over the country, especially the young entrepreneurs, that you know, they're very, very good in their slide presentations and their spreadsheets, and but you know, they just talk about doing things, and you know, if you got an idea that you believe in and that you're passionate in and you truly know the industry and you truly understand your customers' needs, you just got to get out there and get it done. And there's plenty of funds around, you know, especially now with, you know, the way the markets are performing these days, there is all kinds of investment capital out there that, you know, is looking to be deployed to a good idea. So take the risk, give up the 9-to-5 job, and, you know, get after it. You know, execute the idea and put it in motion.
I like the sounds of that. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information about Pongo online.
Sure. Just go to www.pongo.com. There's also our 1-800 or 1-866 number on there as well. You know, we're always here. We'll answer the phone, and you get to talk to real live human beings. And but the best thing to do is just jump online at pongo.com and search around, and if you got questions, definitely reach out to us. And by the way, the CEO's personal cell phone number is on that website as well, so feel free to reach out to me as well.
Hey, that sounds like a great benefit there. He is Todd Hills, founder of Pongo, first of its kind online pawn shop servicing the entire United States. And the website of reference once again is pongo.com. Todd, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.